Family, welcome to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. The Now Network presents Women Speak Now and Be Heard, hosted by Minister Michelle Taylor.
Can't help but praise them. Can't help but praise them. Can't help but praise them. Are you praising them on tonight? Praise them with me. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome to Women Speak Now. I'm your host, Minister Michelle. Thank you for joining me, listening audience. You are loved and appreciated. And most importantly, you are loved by the Most High God, the only true and living God. Amen. Women Speak Now is for all women, believers and non-believers, seeking an environment of love, empowerment, and trust, coming together as one in Christ. Men, you are always, always welcome into this atmosphere of love. Women Speak Now is dedicated to real talk, real issues, with real godly solutions. Proverbs 12:19, The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Please like us on our Facebook page on Women Speak Now, and thank you, everyone who's already had the opportunity to do so. You are truly appreciated. A special thank you to Pastor E for having me as your host here on Women Speak Now. You are truly, truly appreciated. This broadcast is for you, our listening audience, to get involved in the conversation. We all have something to share. Yes, all of us have something to share. That includes you, and especially you, you, and yes, you. Guess what? Your story is valuable. Your experience, valuable. We are here to help one another. You can give us your own topics. Yes, those topics that you want to know about, those topics you want answers. Give it to us directly on our Facebook page, Women Speak Now, as well as through Pastor E, the CEO and founder of this awesome dynamic network, the Now Network, or you can give them to me myself. We welcome you to speak now and be heard. Well, good afternoon. I'm excited to be back with you all on tonight, and I pray that your day has been both positive and productive. And thank God for keeping us all on today. Lord, we thank you for keeping us on today. And we're going to give you all glory and honor and praise, Lord. Well, tonight is the collaboration, and I'm going to go ahead and bring in, at this time, we're not even going to delay, we're going to get right into it. So I'm going to bring in the mighty man of God, my co-ambassador, my brother, and my co-host, Pastor E.
We don't need no introductions. We're all good. Whoa. Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me go. Wait a minute. Let me help you out. Let's go to the...
All right, let me get it turned around.
Here, we're going to turn around. Here, do the introduction again. Watch this.
Okay, you got it. So, tonight I am joined by the mighty man of God, my co-ambassador, my brother and co-host, no other than Pastor E.
Put your
hands. All right. I like it.
Amen. How are you, woman of God?
I am awesome. Good evening, man of God. How are you? I know you're blessed.
Blessed. I think Fred Hammond, he imprinted that in me back in 90, I don't know, that was probably 94. Blessed.
It's still an awesome song.
That's my middle name.
We're blessed in the city. We're blessed when we come and when we go.
Okay,
that's enough.
Wait a minute. Next time I hand you the mic, you better take it.
Oh, man.
Call the bishop. Call the pastor. Tell him I'm coming back for another praise celebration. Because I'm going to give you the mic. You can't never, ever look at me the way you looked at me that last time. Oh, I'm going to leave it at that.
Well, that time, I was just like, I don't think my voice is quite there today. You know, I'm not. Put it this way. Guess what? I'm a singer, Pastor, but I'm not a singer. It's a difference, okay?
No, you got a little tone there. You achieved some things there because you said, I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed. And you didn't stop. You went through the whole chorus. Girl, you better be ready.
That's my song right there. I'll bust out on that one now. No other song. I think I can have.
Okay, we'll sing that one next time. I got that on track,
all
too.
All right. Okay. I'm in.
Amen. Well, I'm blessed. This is my week. I love the collaboration. Even though in every other broadcast, we're getting a lot of more impact and everything, but this is a time that is really important to me because I'm learning about relationship, how to go to the next level. So I'm very, very humble.
Amen. Well, I feel the same way. And even though I'm in a marriage of 30 years, you can never learn enough. You do not know it all. You can always learn a different way, a more effective way to do something, or you learn more about the opposite sex. We're just never going to know everything. And so it's been a blessing to me as well. And I just love the whole collaboration and the involvement of everyone.
Well, we need more involvement. Come on, because me and you are breaking it down. We coming real, and I know I'm blessed by the relationship of transparency. But I want to share tonight that we need more people to get involved. We need more of your input. We need more of your concerns. In the next season, and you know me, Minister Michelle, we're already in the season of 2017, but in every season there's quarters.
Amen.
I'm willing to go to another level of quarters instead of preaching to you what the God gave me, because that was for me. Tell us what you're going through. Tell us your issues. Give
Absolutely.
Us your questions.
Please, please.
Please. Me and Minister Michelle are dragging our teeth coming up with these dynamic questions. Now, I got a couple of homeboys that's on the under. Now, right. I didn't say down low, because normally in the world we would just say down low. On
right.
the under, meaning they are giving me input, but I cannot reveal their identities. We need
I
more people to speak that are – that other people say that's a real person. That's just not Pastor E bringing it, you know, giving his own questions, and he's good at it, or Minister Michelle giving her questions or answers because she's good at it. We need you guys to get involved.
Yes, please get involved in the conversation. All about you, the listening audience.
Working together.
To work things out. Amen.
When? Now.
Now. Now.
Call somebody. Call somebody that you know that even though you don't want to admit it, you know they need this conversation. These broadcasts
yeah.
aren't just for us. It's for everybody. And I dare you to share it with one person and say, you know, I just want you to get connected to something real. Not for
That's
my benefit and not for network or ratings, because we don't charge nothing. This is a free service. But just because you really feel that might help that person, if they just listen, I dare you tonight for all the women to speak and be heard, for all the men to step up and answer. Don't just let my answer come through my network of five. Let's get all of y'all. It's how many men are in this world?
Amen.
And on the other side, is I think they say that the population is double women over men.
Yep. It might be even triple. Who knows? It's like every one man.
That's right.
Crazy, Pastor E.
That's crazy.
It's a high number.
That is crazy.
Yep.
Well, amen. I'm blessed to be here, and I'm blessed to co-host this broadcast with you. As I said, I'm honored. I'm humbled. But I'm also excited, because you know we know it, but most people don't know. We talk about stuff that nobody else talks about.
Not even on
NBC, CBS, or TVN and TNT and any other place. We really try to be transparent, but we're not going to leave you without nothing. We're going to show you how God says do it.
Praise God. That's the most important part, too. Amen. Because we can do it our way, we do it His way, we do it everybody's way, but there's only one way, and that's God's way.
But it's collaboration time. It's on you, woman
Amen.
Of God. Do the intro. You do your thing. This I'm just a humble servant here with you. Do what you have to do,
Amen.
And let's get it on.
You are my co-host, my co-ambassador, but I can say that on Tuesday, the men did an excellent job as we asked the questions, and they are bringing some excellent questions on tonight, women. So this should be a really good collaboration. But I'm going to go back to you, man of God, before we get into it. I'm going to have you pray us in, and then you are I'm just here to answer the questions. So I'm going to hand that baton to you. You're going to pray us in and then ask me the questions, and I
See,
will.
See how we
bounce
off each other so well. It's like we know our positions.
Amen.
You have to know your lane. You have to know where God
right.
is called. And that's a good flow for men and women. That's the first thing that we don't have to even question anymore, but just commit to.
Amen.
Staying in my lane. I'm putting my hand up. Lord, anoint me with staying in my lane.
Yes, me and me as
Lord,
well.
Give me strength to stay in my position.
Yes, Lord.
But I thank you, Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus tonight, that as we continue to submit ourselves, that as we rely on you only, that you get every honor, glory, and praise. But we need some productivity in our lives. So we speak into our own lives. We say in the physical, we will not continue being out of order. We decree today that we will not say anything that's not pleasing, and then we declare that not our will, but your will be done. We need you, Jesus, in this conversation tonight as we collaborate. We need you to intercede. We need you to interject. We need you to overwhelm us with your spirit that we can no longer talk on our own will, our own desire, our own plans, but your will be done right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Yeah. I reach my hand to my co-ambassador, my co-pastor, my co-minister, my co-evangelist, my co-bishop, my co-apostle, my co-layman, my co-minister, a servant, in everything else you call us to be.
Yes, Lord.
That as you strengthen her, she strengthens someone else. And as you strengthen me, I strengthen someone else. That it's not about us, it's about you tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Be illuminated. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Woo, Jesus.
Amen.
I went over 3.5 seconds than normally I pray. I tried to keep it short and sweet, but I had to get that up
high five
in there.
Excellent prayer, man of God. Excellent. Excellent.
Amen.
Amen.
Are the ladies ready?
I think we're ready.
No. I know you're ready. I know you're ready. But are the ladies ready?
Are you ready, ladies? I think I hear a yes in the spirit.
I ain't had no backup in the last. Well, I know Pastor Dwayne has launched his own pastoral ship, and that takes a lot. So we ain't taking away from that. But brothers,
amen.
Y'all better go ahead and speak up tonight because the ladies are ready.
Yes.
Dial one at any time and get involved, and then we'll bring you in prospectively as me and Minister Michelle take this through. Question number one, are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready. Ready.
What does a single woman in leadership, and we're talking about we're really looking for a Christian relationship. What does a single woman in leadership look for in a man?
Excellent question. And I did have to interview some of my single women in leadership because, as you know, I'm married. So it's a single perspective. So I like these type of questions because I get to get other perspectives in it. So the answer is a multi-answer because we're dealing with women, right? But...
I hope so. Wait a minute. I hope so. Wait a minute. I hope so. God intended for man to be with woman and woman to be with man. Anything else is not included in this conversation. Let's stamp that tonight.
Amen. So the women is general consensus that what they're typically looking for is a man who knows who he is in Christ, and being able to lead out of a spirit of leadership versus a spirit of control. And what do we mean by that? So the conversation went in things like this. Are you a natural leader, one that has always had leadership qualities? Like, let's say, for example, did you lead as a child? Were you a leader in sports? Were you a leader in the classroom? Just a natural leader, whatever you were involved in. If you were in a group, more than likely, if they're looking for a leader, you just kind of became the leader, those type of leadership qualities. And then they want to know if your leadership qualities have been submitted to God, where you're not boastful, you're not prideful, you're not stubborn, and you're not looking for power. Because they believe that some people desire to be a leader because they were not respected in their own home. Maybe they wasn't respected as a leader on their job. And then they come into the ministry and they start serving out of the wrong heart, trying to overcompensate for not being respected in these areas we just talked about. So they own a power trip, and they have a controlling spirit. So that was like the answer that was really at the forefront of everything. And
okay, I'm glad you opened that up because the question came from this perspective. Okay,
uh-huh.
I go to a church. First time, you know, I'm a man of God, okay? I got my life back together, and I walk into this ministry, and the pastor is a woman in leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Who is she really looking for? Someone to equal her, or someone to serve her. I just got five, because as you were talking, I got five response from the brothers that are really interacting with us. We're really saying that, okay, I come to your church.
Oh, that's awesome. I have an answer.
And you're in leadership. I mean, pastoral. You're leadership. But here comes a man. Are you looking for someone to follow or someone to lead? Or are you looking for someone to equal?
Okay.
Let's break the question down a little bit, because when I say a single woman in leadership, I mean leadership in ministry. You got a title. And you're single, but you know God called man and woman to lead together.
Amen.
What is she looking for? Is she looking for someone to be under her and to carry her coattail, or someone to be on the same level as her and lead together?
I'm glad you asked that, because the people that I asked kind of in that kind of position. And so this was part two of what they came up with. So a single
I love part twos.
Single woman in leadership is looking for another man who can compliment her in leadership. They're looking for another man who can compliment her in leadership. Another man who can compliment her in leadership, and a man who's already submissive to God. They're not looking for a man who needs to learn how to submit, that he's already submissive to God and he is a leader himself. She wants a man who understands that being submitted to one another in marriage. They understand that concept, that we're going to submit to one another, and then we're going to both submit to God. But understand that
that's biblical. Biblical.
Amen. So she's looking
submitting
for a co-heir. Go ahead.
No. You know me. I'll get on one. Okay. Go ahead.
So look, she's looking for a co-ambassador, a co-heir in Christ, not someone who wants to control her, someone that wants to tell her what to do, and lead her out of his own insecurities, you know, like telling her how she should dress, how she should act, how she should lead, you know. But he's coming in there to really compliment her, you know, because leaders don't force each other. They put it this way, leaders don't force others to follow. They invite you on the journey. Let me repeat that. Leaders don't force others to follow. They invite you.
I'm for the clap. I just wanted to give you a pre-warning. That was a spark of the Holy Spirit. I'm clapping on that one.
Amen.
Oh, my God.
Amen. Praise God. So, in all that, this is another, you know, wrap it all up. But she's looking for a man who is going to compliment her, who's going to be a co-heir, who understands. And then they want one who has self-control over his flesh. And they want to know, have this man already submitted his body to Christ, Romans 12:1. You know, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, both brothers and sisters, in the view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and reasonable service. So if he's already in that space, he understands that concept. He's already submitted his body to Christ. He's submitted his will to Christ, his leadership and all that. Then that is what she is looking for. That is so attractive. And women love men who are in leadership. And then he loves his woman. He loves a woman in leadership, too. And he's not threatened by her, but he's totally supportive. And then he doesn't get into comparing the anointing, but he's comfortable in his own anointing. And that's all I have.
Well, you know, that goes to knowing who you are in God.
Absolutely.
How have you built your personal relationship? And, you know, I preach this and shout it on this network that it's what I do for Christ that will last in relationship with him. Because if I don't last in relationship with him, I can never begin relationship with you.
Amen.
If
Absolutely.
Somebody preached that before me, it's okay. But anyway, you know, it's about really being personal individually, because all of us have been hurt.
Right.
Not because of the person, but because of who we allowed ourselves to be around, because of our past.
True.
Because my mama was this way. Somebody said to me today, you know, like, well, why is this person? I said, well, because their mama did it.
Mm-hmm.
Their daddy did it. What would you expect a kid to do when all they see is doing this?
Right. That's true.
So we have to start
changing. Go ahead, man of God.
No. I'm ready. Because when you finish, I'm going to come right in and say, because when we're ready to be changing, go ahead.
No, it's the same thing you're gonna say. But go ahead.
When you're ready to change, you gotta say, I'm not changing for me, I'm changing for somebody else.
Amen.
Because I made mistakes.
Indeed.
And I want to heal. If you really are, and if you really want God, you want to be healed. But we got to have the people around us healed also. I love the collaboration, because there is some healing. It may not be 100,000 or 10,000, but there's one that's leaving here every week saying, wow, I can change my situation by changing me. And then telling somebody else how important it is to change, to be rearranged, to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Because now it's not your will or my will, but whose will?
God's will.
G-O-D, I'm done. I don't even have nothing to say after that one.
God. That's good. Mm-hmm.
Well, we get the fluent in the Holy Spirit. I'm gonna come up, you know, I'm gonna allow the Spirit to lead me, and as well as He leads you, and we're gonna come up with some things that people say, where'd that come from? I'm gonna tell you right now, I don't know.
But God.
But God.
Amen.
Are you ready for question two?
I am. I'm ready.
See, I'm trying to post. Look, I'm trying to post. And then get back over to you and find question number two. Oh, wait, here I go. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See, when you call on the Lord, He will show up. But
yes,
you can't give up. You can't give up. You got to keep pushing. You got to say, not my will, but God's will be done.
Because when you're down to nothing, guess what? God is always up to something. And there's only one way
thank
to go
you
from
for
down.
Coming in.
That's always up. You're welcome. Praise
Thank
God.
You for coming in. Come on. Keep pushing it. I got one more click and we good.
You got it. So there's only one way to go down. And then while you're already down, guess what you might as well already do, since you're already down there. Get on your knees and get to praying. Ain't nothing like getting enrolled in the knee ministry. It's the best ministry you can ever have. The knee ministry. That's when you pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right, we're ready.
Praise
Question
God.
Number two. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Okay, now this is question number two. This came out way out. It was really question number one, but I had to ease us into the spirit, because question number two is for some of our brothers on the streets. They said, so if women mature faster than men, why do people look down on older men dating younger women? Now, we're being perspective in the body of Christ within a 10-year radius. Because I think you guys gave us a statistic last Tuesday saying it was 11 years ahead. Why do men get looked at? Brothers say, well, if you guys say we're slower, why do you guys look at us so worse when we date younger women?
It was a good question. I love questions like this, Pastor E, because I like to know what men are thinking. I like to hear from their perspective, and it's always like intriguing to hear what kind of questions the men have. So I love this question.
Look, this was intriguing to me, because I was like, oh, wait a minute, I ain't gonna put that one out there. He said, no, man, you said we really want to know. They asked us, why are women so advanced? Then why do y'all be tripping when we're younger or we're older and they're younger but they're advanced? You know, so what can we do?
Makes good sense to me. It's a good question. So these are the answers I came up with. So now it comes down to this. It really depends on the age bracket to really answer the question fairly, because usually it's when the man is like already reached 40, then it becomes a problem. As long as you're in your 30s and 20s, it's okay, because if you're 30, then that means the woman you're dating is in her 20s. And if you're in your 20s, we already know that's against the law, so we ain't going to go there, right? So if you're in your 40s and it's a 10-year difference, then more than likely the woman is in her 30s. That's not really looked down on too much. It only gets weird when to really answer the question and seriously answer.
But wait. Hold on.
Hmm?
Now you got my messenger going crazy, because numbers don't lie. So if I'm 54 and she's 44, That makes me look worse than if I was 44 and she was 34.
No, 54 and 44 is actually awesome because you know why? Because if women mature at 43, I mean, if the men mature at 43, right? That's what the statistics said anyway. And the women
mature
at 32.
I wasn't willing to listen to nobody farther than a 10-year period.
Right. But
to be real with you, because I put it out there.
54 and 47 don't sound bad. It only starts sounding bad when it's like 50 and then the woman's in her 20s. And that's when really people start looking at you crazy.
Oh, no. See, that's 20 years there. I think that's out of line.
Right. Yeah, it's out of line. Because like
more than likely, that person that's 50 got a kid that's 30.
Right. Well, you know what? We expect men in their 40s to be mature anyway. So we feel like once they're in their 40s, then they're kind of mature. So we feel like if you're in your 40s or your 50s and it's a 10-year difference, then that's not that bad. It's like, well, we already know you're not mature in your 30s. And now here you got a 20-year-old. So that just seems very immature to a woman. You know, I don't know about
the society. Well, anything over 11 years is immature. Because if the world says there's a 11-year differential, anything beyond that is crazy.
Well, we're supposed to even it out, right? Because once you get 43, now you're mature. And if you're dating somebody that's already past 32 and they're mature, okay, now we have a mature relationship. But it seems like the man is not mature into 43. So we're waiting for y'all to get 43 so we can have a mature relationship.
Y'all looking for 53. So you looking for 53, huh? Y'all taking leaps and bounds ahead of the game.
That's real talk, Pastor E. But you
know,
it's
real
really
talk. I love this week.
The men get the most. I think the men get it harder in this category. Usually, it's the women, but in this category, the men.
No. See, they got cougars and
men.
They got sugar daddies. Can I bring in real talk with Pastor E into the collaboration? Look, check this out. Mm-hmm. You got sugar daddies and you got cougars.
And a cougar is a fancy name for sugar mama. Ain't no difference.
Okay, I just don't want to be as blunt. But that's somebody that's willing to give you something for your services and your time.
Exactly.
But Jesus, who is the ultimate sugar, the ultimate light, the ultimate, can give you everything.
Amen.
Oh,
okay, love you with an everlasting love.
Oh, I could clap my hands right now, Minister Michelle, because when you have done both of the others, you say, it ain't nothing better than this one.
Amen. That is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
We're ready to preach, y'all. Y'all better watch out.
Okay,
it's preaching time.
I mean, that's the best love. It's preaching time. God's love is everlasting. And I don't think nobody else has died for you but Jesus. Amen.
Well, you know, as a man, God will show you who to find. As a woman, I really believe you'll know who has found you when you have your own personal relationship with God.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Not some homegirl saying, girl, ooh, look at him. He's single. You need to wait a minute. He may be perfect for you. And he got some money. Or hey, homie, check this out. Look at that. Look at that right there. Look at that right there. Mm-hmm. Her homegirl told me that she's single, and she needs somebody just like you. Those are the ones. That's the person we need to stop right there, because now I need to know Jesus.
Amen.
That will lead me to find, and that will lead the other participant to receive.
That's right. And my friends are most likely like, you better snatch them up, girl. Snatch them up for somebody else, get them.
That's when you need to stop.
He ain't gonna be on the market very long, girl. Snatch
you better
up,
quit.
Girl.
That's when you need to quit. What'd you say, Shabbat? You better Shabbat right now.
Two times, okay.
You better throw that Shabbat up in there is immediately. Holy Spirit, because Shabbat ain't nothing but letting the Holy Spirit come in and crash.
Amen.
You ready for question 3? We having so much fun tonight.
I'm ready, man of God.
Well, here we go. This is the big one. Y'all better get involved in this question, because this is a, even when someone, even when it was presented to me, I was like, wow, that is so on. Watch this. Wait a minute. Hold on. I lost my page. Let me get my page right. I got so much. I got so much going on. Question number three. Why do women hear and agree to a conversation with their man, but still have to add their own twist to the result? I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it again. Why do women hear what a man says and even agree with it, but at the end result, it ain't got nothing to do, do nothing with the agreement that was made. The woman still comes out saying, it got to be my way.
Well, this is an excellent question.
You know, I think this touches you personal. I think this touches you personal.
Actually, it didn't even really touch me personal, because it was just more like everybody I talked to, they got so stirred up, I couldn't even let it, I couldn't even get personal with it. I had to take their answers. And I think I've been married so long, it's like my husband's already used to our particular style of communication, you know? So we've already are just groomed into each other's style of it. So it's just the norm at this point. It's no big deal.
But wait a minute. Whoa. Come on, let's take one step back. Your husband is not the same husband that he was 3 years ago.
And I'm not the same wife.
As a matter of fact, your husband ain't the same husband he was 5 seconds ago. So we can't talk about that. That boy is rolling on a whole nother revelation.
Yeah, well, you know, I've changed so drastically. It's just a really, it's just a beautiful thing at this point. But we've been married 30 years, so it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen magically. Praise God. But if you work, you work it, and you continue to put God first, and both people submit to God, and you truly develop your personal relationship with Him, then all things are possible through Christ Jesus. He strengthens us. He strengthens our marriage. He gives us the tools we need. And you will be blessed, both individual and if you're in a marriage as a couple.
Oh, my God. Because I look, don't tell nobody, but I almost fell off the pulpit. That was probably about two months ago. I came to visit.
What happened, man?
You remember when I said to you, I said, wait a minute, where am I? I'm like, what's happening? Oh, I love the Spirit of God and His power.
Yes.
Oh,
he
my God.
Complete the work he's done.
Oh, my
you.
God. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. When? Right
will
now.
Yeah.
Complete
yeah.
me, Jesus. But
yes.
it goes
Amen.
Back to, even though we have conversations and say we are in love, we are in agreement, this
mm-hmm.
the plan. Why does it always end up that the woman still comes out with what she wants? Did I make that a little bit clearer on that one?
You did. Well, they kind of answered it kind of like that. So I'll give you my answers, then I can give you my own opinion. So these were the answers I came up with. So I asked the question in this way. Why do women hear and agree to conversations with men but still have to add their own twist to things? As soon as I said that, everybody started laughing in my office, everywhere I went. So these are the answers. They said because men don't.
Wait. Hold on. I shot that question out to women, and they went blank. They were like, "Oh, he owned it. Why are you asking that question?" That was the response. They're like, "Wait a minute. Why are you asking that question?" Because
really?
That's real.
My people start laughing. They just like, "Yeah." they gave me a lot of answers. Amen. So. This is what I compiled, and all my answers
keep
I got on
real.
Stage, you guys, listeners. So it says, first of all, this is the main consensus here, because men don't really want to hear what the woman's opinion is anyway. The men really don't want to hear the woman's opinion or her thoughts, and he normally takes up all the time in the conversation getting his thoughts out on the topic, and then he wants to shut her down. You know, then after he's done getting all his thoughts out and said all he got to say on the conversation and on the topic, then he wants to shut the conversation down. When it's time for her to talk. Oh, I thought we were done. I thought the conversation was over. So that was the main consensus. So they want to know, is the man looking for a conversation, or is he looking for a dictatorship? Which one are he looking for? You want a conversation, or you just want a dictatorship?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I love this. I love this transparent conversation, because y'all are so right, and so are we. Oh, my God.
Yes, and they said the men should already know that women are expressive. We are expressive. We cannot end a conversation. We cannot end a conversation without expressing our needs and our thoughts and our expressions. I mean, our thoughts. Okay, so we're not gonna end this conversation. You cannot come into a conversation and shut it down, and I didn't get a chance to talk. That ain't
okay,
going down.
Wait a minute. So even though we come through with a solid plan and a options to go to the next level, that ain't
mm-hmm.
enough.
Mm-mm, you got to let us speak. And then this part gets really good. This is the best part. I ain't got to the best part yet, man of God. This is the best part. So many times in the conversation, guess what? We don't really agree with y'all anyway. Well, we just go along with what you're saying at times because we want y'all to express yourself. We want you to get it all out. We want to hear what you got to say. We want to encourage you, you know, to have these deep conversations with us. So when you're done, do we wait for the opportunity to express ourselves?
Oh, my God.
You know, when you're done talking.
That is so wrong. That is so wrong on both parts.
That is real talk.
But it's real talk, but that's so wrong on both parts. Oh, my God. My cheeks are so pink and exercised because I've been sitting here like crying. Because you are being so 100. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yep. That's what it's all about, man of God. That's all in a nutshell, as they say.
You know what? I love the collaboration because we tell the truth.
Yes,
and it's a lot of people out there saying, wow, why did you say that? Don't tell them this. That's why we do this. And so we can really collaborate together and say, that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be on one accord, man and woman. If you are in a relationship, you need to be on one accord. Yes, it's required to be yes. And no
Amen.
Is a declaration of no.
Amen.
Oh, my God. I love this. I'm crying. Look, I got tears. I wish I could show you live on video. But I got tears just flowing through all over my face because this is real.
It gets better, and this is how they summed it up. They said, now, this is how you can avoid all this. If the man allows a woman to talk, to get all her thoughts out, better yet, if he says, after he's done with all the talking, you know how we let you do all the talking for a long time, and then he said, well, baby, what do you think? Then it's like, okay, allow her time to say what she thinks. Don't interrupt her. Don't cut her off. You know, respect her opinion.
Help
then more than
Jesus.
Likely, she's not gonna say
Help
nothing. Us. She ain't gonna say nothing else. So when you're done, she'll be like, "Okay, cool." And then
oh,
you are
my
everybody
God.
Have peace.
Help us, Jesus, with communication. I need all my brothers to throw your hands in the air and say, "Help me to listen."
Amen. And give the woman a chance to speak.
Well, we really take that opportunity here to listen to one another. Because that's what it's really not. It's not about me and you or this broadcast. It's about everybody being able to say, you know what, if anything I've done in my life that is not producing, I need something different. So if I didn't listen before, I need to listen now. If I didn't forgive, I need to forgive now. And if I don't know how to have a relationship, I need to go on the altar and find out how to relate with God one-on-one.
Yes and amen.
Oh, my God. There's another Shabbat.
Yep. And so, Shabbat. And so it all comes down to this, Ephesians 5:21, submit to one another, out of reverence for Christ. If we're doing that, We got it all made. If we both submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ, then it's gonna all work out. I'm gonna listen to you, you're gonna listen to me, I'm gonna submit to you as you submit to God, and this all is in divine purpose. Amen.
Well, it has to be an equal submission. Because I'm not gonna never submit to you. I will never. And you'll never submit to me. Because when it all comes down to the nitty-gritty, the flesh will take over. But when you submit to God, it goes another Shabbat. When you submit to God, now you know how to submit to one another.
Absolutely. And it's going to be natural, too. It'll be natural as you submit to God.
See, that's your testimony.
Amen. It is.
That's your testimony, because you didn't ask God. You didn't command God. You didn't say, do this. I'm a man of God going to tell you that he is manifest in your complete life. I saw your son on the bus stop today with a red shirt and a vest and a backpack. I said,
that's him.
Minister Reggie, what's up?
That's him. That's
threw
his
hands in the air. He didn't know who I was, but he threw his hands in the air. Because of that same love.
Amen.
Come on, somebody else, if anyone else wants to get involved, get involved. The conversation is over between the two co-ambassadors. Amen. Area code 310, last 4, 8218. You're live on the collaboration.
Welcome, caller.
310, last 4, 8218. Hello? All right, now it's bus time. If you're ready to go under the bus, you well, I imagine that the person who dialed one is ready, but doesn't really understand how to deal with the system.
Amen.
We're gonna bring some other people on because Pastor E is ready to throw under the bus and see who is ready to conversate with us here tonight on the collaboration. I'm giving you 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 to dial one before I put you out there. Evangelist Virginia, I know you are already under the bus, throwing the bus out, saying I am man up. I am Women Speak Now. Good evening.
Well, good evening. Good evening, Minister Michelle.
Good evening, Evangelist Valentine. God bless you.
And God bless you.
Thank you.
What's up, family?
What's up, family? I don't even know what to say. Y'all just, Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God.
It is.
Transparency.
Right off it is hot. Right off the press.
Amen.
Hot. Right off
it's
the press.
It's hot.
Yes, it's hot. I could say this about men. Men mature 11 years later than women.
Amen.
Let me say that again. I say men mature 11 years later than women. They are slower than women. Are y'all getting that?
Yes, ma'am. Praise God. Just then you have the floor. Amen.
Men mature 11 years later than women. Why is that? Man of God?
Good question. That's a good question, woman of God. Well, the scientists are saying that. I think he's here. He's probably just doing a little something.
Yes.
But I think the scientists are saying that in their brains develop quicker in a certain level of their reasoning and things like that. Yeah, quicker.
Yes.
It's usually in their adolescence, but they do. The statistics are saying that we mature at 32 and the men at 43.
Yes.
So that's just the way that it is. Yeah. But they do catch up. And it all
they do.
Off. Amen.
And then I was, yes, and I'm listening at you all talking about being submissive. And why is I have heard this before. I've heard men tell their wives, you must be submissive to me. The Bible said, they use that verse, that scripture, you must be submissive to me. But then I want to know what you mean when you say submissive to you, and you tell me to jump, and I ask you how high. Hello?
Go ahead, Evangelist.
They got that all wrong. They got that backwards.
Yep, I agree.
They say that's mean be submissive to God.
Yes.
Not submissive to you, and you tell me to jump, and I ask you how high. If you want me to go out in that nightclub with you, and I tell you I'm not going. That's the kind of submissive some men use. I didn't say all men. Some men.
It can't be some men. We have to be as men to say all men. We've done enough wrong. We've done enough things that are not acceptable.
Yes, you have.
So we're stepping up as man up. I'm manning up to make things right.
Right.
But we need some more people to get involved.
But guess what? I pray when you say you man up, I pray that every man out there, all men need to man up. But I'm gonna tell you, Pastor Man of God, all men are not manning up. They got some men not manning up.
Somebody trying to preach tonight, and we need a louder voice. We need more men to get on this broadcast.
They need to get on there now.
I'm not trying to follow you, but I'm trying to do me.
Yes. They're not
following Christ.
They want to still act like little boys. They want to treat you like when you married and you have a wife and you tell her, you and her get into a disagreement and you keep going on and on and on, but give her a chance to say what she got to say. You want to have the first say and the last say, but let me say something.
Amen. I agree
Was that gap from Pastor E so I could say Shabbat?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, this is let me establish, or no, let me reestablish the structure here. Is that first of all, no one is greater than no one.
No.
I don't care what you thought you heard, and I don't care what somebody told you. We are supposed to be equals.
Yes, we are.
And man and woman is supposed to work together. That's why I left my mama and my daddy house. That's why I said I take you unto my own.
That's true.
Well,
so, amen. So the relationship of man and woman is equal.
Yes, we should.
Adam messed that up. The
he
structure
up
of if it was supposed to be man over woman, Adam messed that up. Now
Adam
we're
did.
In the redemption of Jesus Christ that we're all the same. Can we work together to really work these things out? The blood for me is the same blood for you.
That's true.
I can't cast no stone because I'm going to get a big brick at me. I can't look at your spot in your eye because I got a plank in mine. Let me mute myself because it's about us really becoming on one.
That's it.
No arguments. No discrepancies.
Yeah.
No difference.
No.
One.
We should be
core.
We should be one. Equal. That's if you married. You should be one. Equal.
Yeah.
If you married, you should be one. You should be equal.
You should be equal.
Yes.
And I really truly believe if we really study the garden, God trained Adam to train Eve the same way that they will be equal.
Yes,
something happened in that. Something happened.
And it happened.
It wasn't the enemy. It was not the enemy. It was the ability to be equal. that came into the equation. The enemy took advantage of the rest.
Yes. Because when Adam was given the command, he was given orders.
All.
For everything in the
garden.
He was given
all dominion.
All things in the garden.
Eve was
and
not
Adam,
even there.
Amen.
That's why that Eve was there. And Adam messed up bad. Adam messed up when he was given the orders to don't do this and don't do that. And look what he did until we had the second Adam came along.
Right, let's talk about that one. That's where I want to concentrate, because that
the second
Adam,
the freaking Adam.
Praise it
God.
Don't matter what you did. He paid the cost.
He did. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
They're quicker than
it don't matter how you didn't make it. He made it.
He did. Yes.
I don't care how many times you lied. He erased it.
Yes, he did.
You might have murdered somebody tonight. Oh, he take that away.
Yes, he will. Yes.
Pray it down.
Praise
Minister
God.
Terry, we're going to bring you, Minister Terry, come on in to the conversation, the collaboration right now.
Good evening, family. Good evening. I'm enjoying
this.
Good evening, beautiful sister. I tell you, family, I'm enjoying this Women Speak Now and Men at the Movement collaboration. You know, I have something to speak on each and every one of them. But
amen.
Number one, that was, yes, amen, praise the Lord. Number one, as a single woman, not in the leadership, but in ministry, what character a man look? It says, should a man look for? Is that what it says?
What the woman? What she's looking for?
Yeah. What is the woman in leadership looking for? Is she looking for someone to follow her or someone to equal her?
Okay. Now that's. You answered that in number three when it's been submissive to God, because in order, in the godly order,
I'm glad you caught that because
God,
everything is done by purpose.
Right.
Amen.
But, you know, I'm speaking as a woman in not leadership, but in ministry. A man should be looking for Christ-like characteristics in a woman, which as a woman speaking in ministry now, that's what I am looking for, a man with Christ-like ministry now. You know, before it was something different. I was going on my senses. He looked good. He smelled good. He talked good and all these things. But once you get in ministry, you look for more Christ-like characteristics in him. And you guys went over handled that pretty well with control and a lot of things, you know, with the man. Number two, this one was a hot topic here too. Saying women mature, we mature faster. And Evangelist Valentine, beautiful woman, she hit this one too. Men mature slowly and they slow down slowly. A lot of younger women are getting older men. And it's sad because they're feeding children with these older men. And when this child get up to age, this man may not even be able to teach the child how to play ball. So, you know, women, you have to look at that and make sure we're on the same level. I used to say when I was younger, 10 up and 10 down, no more than that. But now it's the maturity
of the individual. Hold up. You better back up on that. Because, hold on, there's some of us men of God that are of age that can still hang. I will be honest with you. Most of the men that I'm a mentoring can't even keep up with me. Don't go on that level.
Yeah. Well, Pastor, you're peculiar.
You better watch
you.
The energy level before you go there. Okay. I'm just saying this is a collaboration.
Yes, but you know, I'm looking at this. Sister. You
okay.
guys seen that?
You meet me on the 1 yard line, and let's run to the 60 yard line. Let's see what's up. Where they at?
Oh no! But you know, you looked at. I'm saying I looked at this up. You know, Mr. Godwin, the man that was assassinated. this man had 10 children, but he had younger children. He was 73 years old, and he had children of 9, 10 years old. So that's a big difference. So women, young women have to look at that too. Well, you know, we have to be real about that too. But then on the last one, number 3, hearing and agreeing with the conversation, Minister Michelle, I agree with you. We don't always agree, but sometimes at the end, if they don't ask you, what do you think? Then we have to add something into it, our own input, because usually when you're having a conversation and you're hearing and you're agreeing, before you get to that agreement, it should be, what do you think, before you reach an agreement. So these are some hot topics. It's just getting me prepared.
Well,
so I'll
know. If you are in relationship,
yes,
there's not trying to ask questions. You're already answering together. I'm calling out to everybody, no matter where you are, is that we learn to relate to one another, that our communication be so clear that we understand. Not my will, but God's will. I hear y'all talking. I'd be like, she's saying what I was trying to say. And then I hear Michelle, and I'd be like, high five, homegirl, because we're all the same.
Amen.
We want the same result. We want to feel worthy. We want to feel
you
appreciated.
Did say it. Said submission to God. When both submit to God, then we are submitting and listening equally, and like you said, working together to work things out. So it is full submission to God. So when we
know how to give worth.
Yes.
I'm worthy to be blessed.
Yes.
I am worthy to be saved.
Yes.
I am worthy to be redeemed.
Yes.
And now I can show you how you're worthy.
Yes.
Even in marriages, even in friendships, don't you know you're worthy? If there's anything you ever learned from me, and I'm going to go singular right here, Minister Cherry.
Yes.
If there's one word that you learned from me in all of our relationship, what did you learn?
No.
One word. Just one word.
No.
Now I'm worthy. Now I'm blessed.
Yes.
Now I'm healed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Minister Michelle, if it's one thing you learned from me in anything we've ever dealt with, what would be the one word?
Now?
Oh,
right now.
Now I am this.
Now.
Because you know, the spirit of now takes it away from people. It puts it right back on you. Oh my God!
I am now.
Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
Now, hey.
Ooh. Yes.
Can I elaborate on number one?
Please. Oh, wait a minute. Yes. I was coming to you next. If you ever knew anything about Pastor E. Evangelist Virginia, what would it be?
Yes.
One word. Just one word.
One word. Now.
Oh Jesus. Not our will.
Not our will, but thy will.
Not our will, but his will.
Our will.
Yes.
Yes.
When we connect.
Yes.
Yes,
our will.
Number one.
Speak, woman of God. Speak.
I listen to him. Hallelujah, Jesus. You say, what does a single woman and leadership expect in a man? What does a single woman and leadership in a man? Well, let me see, can I answer that? Because this is what I expect in a man. Yes, I'm going to get married.
Because we sure need that answer. We need that answer. We talking about corporate leadership. We're talking about management leadership. We're talking about ministry leadership. We talking about household leadership. What does a woman in leadership expect in a man of God?
A man of God. You should be equal. Not follow him. But be equal. Not to follow him. And you expected a man. This is what I'm looking at. A man that loves God. A man that loves God. A true leader. One who is sold out. Have a relationship with Christ. One who is anointed. And a very powerful man of God. That's what a woman expects in a Jesus. Hello?
We listening.
I'm right here. But look, I am not trying to put myself out there, but did you just call everything you just said was my name. Don't put me there like that.
I did just
Please. Don't put me out there like that because you just described me.
I sure did. Yes, I did. Oh, Jesus. I described everything about you, man. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, I don't claim many things. But I started to hear the characteristics of you men.
Yeah.
That you need to start declaring and decreeing over your life. I claimed it.
Yes, Lord. Because
I am going to do better in life. I'm not saying I'm all that in a bag of trips. But I tell you one thing. When I hear the glory of God flow, I got to connect to it.
Yes.
Amen.
Connect
I got to relate
it.
To it, men.
Connect
okay,
to it.
I'm not talking
to
just to the women.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all didn't catch that little flip. Man, y'all heard me. But women, we the same. Y'all got to connect these type of declarations of God.
Yes, Lord. Vice a man of God. We all the same.
We the same. The more we talk, ain't nobody telling the truth but about four of us. But every time I hear y'all say something, I'll be like, I go do the same thing. I just don't want to tell nobody.
Amen. Yeah.
And when a man is transparent, you be like, oh, my God, you put me on the spot. Women, we the same. We are the same.
We
working
the same.
Together to work things out.
To work things out. Yes,
take me out the equation, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory, Jesus.
Take
glory,
her
Lord.
Out the equation, Jesus.
Glory, Jesus.
See, it's some marriages glory, out there tonight that need to be taken out of the equation.
Yes, Lord.
It's not about you. Jesus. It's not about him. It's about Jesus.
It's Jesus. It's all about him.
You can be healed.
Yes.
With Jesus.
With him. Only with him.
You can be renewed with Jesus.
Jesus.
Once you're renewed, you are transformed by Jesus.
By him. Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Miss Michelle. Can we be transformed by Jesus?
Yes, we can.
Shabbat.
We transform now, right now, by the renewing of your
right
mind.
Now.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, Minister Michelle. Hallelujah.
Amen. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly. We can imagine.
Above all.
Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard the things that God has planned for those
the heart of man.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise him.
That's good. That is so good, y'all. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's a mighty God.
He's a mighty God. And,
you know, and the thing about him being a mighty God, that it's already done with him.
Yes.
But are you mighty? Are you strong?
Yes, I am.
Are you worthy?
Yes, Yes, I am.
Can we ever get to the realization that God is finished? But
yes.
What you going to do to be finished?
Yes.
What you going to do to be redeemed?
Jesus.
What
Amen.
You going to do to be saved?
Jesus.
Oh, you need healing?
Jesus.
What you going to do to be healed?
Jesus.
Receive it by faith.
Amen.
Because
Jesus,
when he's
Jesus.
Already finished it, that means I'm already done.
Yes, man of God. Because when he told his father, when he said it is finished,
he
was telling
finished.
Him, I've already done.
He says finished.
I've already completed what I said. All right, take
Evangelist.
Me home.
Yeah,
it's finished.
Speak
it's
on
finished.
It,
it's already
See, I
done.
Love that part because that was my conclusion.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've accomplished
and
what
she
I
came
did.
Right in. The confirmation is Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Already
Hallelujah.
Done.
Already done. He completed what he
already
came.
Finished.
And he told his father, I've completed what I
already
came to do.
Already completed.
Done. Take me home. It's already. Oh, it's done. It's finished. He did all what he
all right,
came
all right.
to do.
Now, I'm not trying to go deep into Revelation tonight. But don't you
yes.
know when he said it was finished, he had already went
yes.
to hell and beat up the devil?
Yes, he did.
Yep.
Had nothing, it had nothing to do with the cross. He had already
no, he
went to hell and broke the veil and came
yes,
up and said, it's finished.
It's finished.
Oh, Jesus.
Then he said, all power is given unto
God
me.
Up with all,
and all
power.
Right.
All
his
power,
hand.
Not some. All power.
All power.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
He told,
oh, Jesus, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hey.
Yes,
and no one's worthy to open
Jesus.
The book but Jesus. Amen.
But Jesus.
But him. But Jesus.
Amen. The Holy Lamb of God. The Holy One of
yes,
Israel.
Don't play
yes.
with Jesus.
Yes. Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
You can't
oh,
get
God.
God without
yes,
Jesus.
The rose of Sharon.
That's
Amen.
It.
You can't be free
right.
without Jesus.
That's right. And the only way to the Father is through Jesus.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
The way, the truth, and the life.
Can
Bible.
I get some
Amen.
Confirmation?
Amen.
Yes, Lord. The only way to the Father is through Jesus. The only way
he
for
says,
salvation
with
Jesus.
Me, you can do all things.
All things.
But
all
without
things.
Me, you can do nothing.
Nothing. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus.
Why are we Ooh. Still tripping, y'all?
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
Eric
yes, Cole,
281, last
Ooh,
four, 11660. You are live on the collaboration.
Jesus.
I got confirmation as well today.
Praise God.
What else? What's up, Dennis?
Hey, Pastor. How you doing? Hope all is well. And this is coming
man,
from
you gotta, you just call me blessed, man.
Yes, sir. And this is coming from a sailor. To put it this way, didn't he design the man and the woman to walk side by side?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
One on one, one accord.
And, you know, this calls from my wife as well, and she has said all of this. But at times, if the man is right in one mind, in one accord with God, there should be no discord at all.
Amen. Praise God.
And, you know, I'm guilty of that, too.
Well, hold on. Let me share this part. Now, if man is in the negative, man has to make up for everything that he has done wrong to get in
Amen.
The positive. It's just not
Amen.
God going to say, because you believe in him now, that you're automatically put in right position.
Amen.
You have to repent, and you have to go through as a man. This is not man up the movement, but you have to go through as a man to say, I got to make right for my own transgressions.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then you can stand up and say, I'm a good and faithful servant.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Amen.
And I would like to add too, Pastor, as women,
yeah,
we have to also warm it up. You know, there's some things that we're saying we want the men to do that we don't even have those policies. So we have to, self-examine our own hearts and see, are we in the right standing with God ourselves? We're asking God to do this and so, but we're rebellious. We don't want to be obedient, you know, and then we wonder why things are not working out in our lives.
Come on.
So we all have work to do. And
yes,
even when you're in a marriage, you know, sometimes you have a bad attitude. You know, how's your attitude affecting your husband's decision, you know? It's a lot involved in this thing.
Yes,
and
it is.
Are you forgiving?
I agree with you, Minister. Yes.
Amen.
Are we
Amen.
Forgiving?
Yes.
Forgiveness
is
the key.
Yep.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Forgiveness is the key. Yes, it is.
Evangelist Virginia.
Yes. Yes. Forgiveness is the key.
Hey, you said
way.
Forgiveness is the key. You better come on.
Yeah.
Speak on it, walk with God. Amen.
Yeah. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. I have to forgive in order for my Father to forgive me, because he said if I don't forgive, he cannot forgive me my trespasses.
All right.
So I have to forgive in order for God to forgive me. And forgiveness is for me. Forgiveness is for me. If I've done something wrong or said something or thought something in my mind or whatever, I have to ask God to forgive me. And I'm quick, y'all. If I think I said something to someone or whatever, I'm quick to repent. And I call them and say, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Even though if I know I'm right and they wrong, I still ask them to forgive me.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Please forgive me.
I want God to forgive me. I would
forgive
not
me.
Go to bed at night.
No, right now.
And lay my head on my pillow.
Forgive me.
And lay my head on my pillow and not ask for forgiveness.
Amen. Praise God.
I cannot. I will not go to sleep at night and not ask for forgiveness.
Forgive me.
Forgive me, Jesus. Somebody need to lift their hand and ask God to forgive them right now.
My hands are lifted.
Ask God to forgive you because my hands are lifted right now.
My
Pastor Dwayne, are your hands lifted?
My hands lifted.
My hands
lifted. My hands are lifted.
Would you forgive
my
me, Jesus?
My hands are lifted. Forgive me.
My hands are lifted.
Forgive me.
Forgive
me.
My hands
are
lifted.
Oh, my God.
Forgive
me,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Forgive me, Lord.
Lift your hand and ask God to
forgive me.
We need to ask for forgiveness right now.
Yes, Lord. Forgive me, Lord.
A thought, anything in my mind. God,
you're forgiven. You're forgiven. You are forgiven. You're forgiven. No. Jesus has already paid the cost. I forgive you.
Yes. He forgives me.
And you ain't did nothing to me, but I forgive you.
He forgives. You know why? Forgive.
Yes, Lord.
Because he paid it all. He paid the price. He paid it all on the cross.
I forgive you. Even though you haven't done nothing wrong, I forgive you.
God is a forgiving God.
If you know you didn't know the words to this song, I forgive you. Hey!
We serve a forgiving God.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Man, forgive me.
A forgiving God. A forgiving God.
Forgive me.
Jesus.
No, forgive me.
Oh,
forgive
me.
No, just forgive me.
Forgive me.
Even
forgive
though
me.
I have done nothing wrong to you, just still forgive me.
You put the water in the bag. Still forgive
no,
me.
On the side of the bag.
I've never
still
harmed you
me.
Or hurt you, but still forgive me.
On the side.
That's it. Forgive me. If I said
forgive
it,
me.
Forgive
me.
I ain't never said a bad word against you, but still forgive me.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
I still love you
forgive
more
us.
Than I love myself, but forgive me.
Give me.
Forgive me. Lord, forgive us, Jesus. Forgive us, Jesus.
Portion room.
Forgive us, Jesus.
Portion room.
Forgive me, Jesus, in the portion room. Oh, Jesus, push me in
that. I surrender all to you.
All to you.
Lord, I give my all to you.
To you. Oh, yes, Jesus.
Withholding nothing.
Nothing.
Hey.
Withholding nothing.
I surrender all to you.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I give my all. Lord, I give my all to you.
Oh, my God.
Withholding nothing. Lord, I
surrender all. Yes, I surrender all.
Lord, I dedicate all. Lord,
yes,
I commit all.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
yes.
I give my all to you.
Oh, Jesus,
I surrender
Jesus.
My all to you.
When you lift your hand, you surrender.
Withholding nothing. Oh, Jesus.
Withholding nothing.
I surrender all to you, Jesus. Lord, I give my all to you.
Everything I give to you. Hallelujah.
Hey, Jesus. Withholding nothing. Lord, I give nothing.
Go, Jesus.
Lord, I give my all to you.
Yes, Lord.
I surrender all. Lord, I give my all to you.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
I surrender everything.
Everything.
My DNA, my spirit, my love, my everything. I surrender all.
I surrender all.
Lord, I give to you.
Yes.
Everything,
Jesus.
I surrender all. Oh, Jesus. I give you all my all.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
see,
God.
Everybody else needs to surrender my all.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I give you everything.
Everything.
DNA. I give you everything.
Everything.
My soul. I give you everything, my spirit.
Everything, Jesus.
I give you everything.
Yes.
Lord, I surrender all to you.
Oh, to you, Jesus. Oh, to you,
Lord,
Jesus.
Lord, I give to you.
Yes, Lord.
My
oh, Jesus.
Everything. Oh, Jesus.
My everything.
Oh, my God. I surrender
yes,
all. I surrender all.
I surrender all.
Jesus, thank you. I surrender all.
We surrender all to you, Jesus.
I give.
I surrender all
to you.
Yes.
I give everything, Lord.
Everything.
I surrender all to you.
That's my prayer tonight, Jesus.
Lord,
my all to you.
I surrender all, Lord. I give my all. To you.
Yes,
I surrender all.
Thank you, Jesus.
I give my all to
you.
Lord, I surrender all. Lord, I give my all to you.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. I dare you.
Not for me. Not for the broadcast, but for yourself. I dare you to thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For yourself. Thank you for your own purpose. Thank you for your own revelation. Thank you for your own salvation. Lord, I
thank you, Lord.
My all to you. I surrender all.
Yes.
Lord, I give my all to you. Thank you.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Closing remarks, Minister Michelle. Lord,
thank you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for everything, Father God. Just want to say, if you continue to put God first, if you put God first, you'll never be last. Amen. God is everything you need. He's everything you need. Everything
Lord,
you
I give.
Amen. And everything
oh my
you need.
God.
My
we
all.
We just bless you tonight, Lord. We thank you for your Holy
Spirit. You.
We thank you for this time of fellowship.
I surrender all.
Yes.
Yes.
We bless in Jesus' name. Glory. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Lord,
hallelujah.
I give my
hallelujah.
All. To you, I surrender all. Lord, I give my all to you. My DNA, all of it. I surrender all. One more time. Lord, I give my all.
All to you, Lord.
You.
We give it all to you.
Jesus.
Yes.
I surrender
all to you, Jesus.
Family, you are loved, honored, and appreciated. But most importantly, Lord, I give my all to you. Lord, I surrender all. Take my spirit, take my all. I surrender all. Lord, I give to you this day. I surrender all. Lord, I give to you.
To you
today.
Samaritan.
I surrender all.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.